With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He has a clear mandate from the people, and President-elect Trump is wasting no time putting together the team that will help him honor his campaign motto, Promises Made, Promises Kept.
In the days since the election, Trump has named several people for key positions, including Susie Wiles as White House Chief of Staff, Congressman Mike Waltz as National Security Advisor, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik for United Nations Ambassador, and former Congressman Lee Zeldin as EPA Administrator. Trump also has selected Tom Homan and Stephen Miller for a pair of roles that will include immigration enforcement. Miller will be Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, while Homan will be Border Czar. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Perhaps one of the new administration's biggest foreign policy challenges is posed by China. The communist country's slowing economy is not hindering its military buildup, as evidenced by an exhibition that's now underway in southern China.
The Chinese military has decided to use this air show to reveal to the world its new J-35A stealth fighter jets. The People's Liberation Army now has two different stealth fighters as it looks to dominate the region with increased tensions around Taiwan and the South China Sea. There are also air defense missile systems, attack drones, communication blocking devices, helicopters, and homegrown commercial aircraft on display.
The BBC's Stephen McDonald. Chinese police say 35 people were killed, 43 injured, when a driver in the city where that exhibition is taking place rammed his vehicle into a crowd. Also at SRNnews.com, in light of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity, New York Judge Juan Merchan set to decide today whether to toss out President-elect Trump's conviction in his New York criminal trial. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 16 points, NASDAQ futures off 39. This is SRN News. Colorado's conversion therapy ban is being challenged.
The state has a law that bars licensed counselors from helping anyone under the age of 18 abandon the homosexual lifestyle. But Counselor Katie Child says the measure violates her religious freedom and freedom of speech, and she's going to court. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Childs, and spokesman Cody Barnett says, quote, "The government has no business censoring private conversations between clients and counselors." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates say they hope some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once President-elect Donald Trump makes his return to the White House next year. One big concern is Biden's directive for hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant women in medical distress. Eased access to abortion pills introduced by the Biden administration could also be repealed. The pro-life Susan B. Anthony List is hopeful, saying President Trump's first-term pro-life accomplishments are the baseline for his second term. This is SRN News. The election of Republican Kelly Ayotte as New Hampshire's governor means a record 13 women will serve as state chief executives next year.
Experts say women holding top public office normalizes their presence and opens the door for more women to seek executive positions. 18 states have never had a woman in the governor's office. Kelly Dittmar of the Rutgers Center for American Women in Politics says 13 out of 50 is still underrepresentation for women. Governors hold powerful sway in American politics, shaping state policy and often using the experience and profile gained to launch campaigns for higher offices. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A former drugstore worker in the small Indiana community of Delphi has been convicted of murder in the 2017 killings of two girls who vanished during an afternoon hike. Richard Allen has been found guilty of the murders of 13-year-old Abigail Williams, 14-year-old Libby German. Evidence included a recording of Allen telling his wife, "I did it." More details, SRNnews.com.